Hey, the first day of school is upon us.
And the first week, which means that we've got some anxieties, and the kids do too.
And that's what I'm talking about today. The first day and week of school and what you need to do to be ready.
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading, K-12, a podcast for educators, helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
You know, the first day of school is so very, very important. And it's not just the first day of school, it's that whole first week. And you know, from a teacher's perspective and a kid's perspective, we have some of the same concerns that create anxieties, and we have some of the same desires and needs. And then we have some other ones that may not, you know, even though if we talked about it, we might have similar sorts of thoughts with one another. So let's take a look at this just a second. So when we're talking about the first day of school, that first week, let's look at it from your perspective as the adult. You know, we have lots to get done. That's number one. You know, getting ready, getting prepared. There's all kinds of stuff from elementary, you know, from kindergarten all the way through high school, your senior year, the kids' senior year. There's all kinds of stuff that has to be done in order to get ready for the kids. And so, and especially if you've been thrown a curveball because they didn't quite get everything cleaned in time, or there was something that went wrong and you weren't able to get back into the building when you wanted to. And so now one of the things that's happening is you're just a little bit rushed, and they give you a whole stack of stuff that you got to make sure gets handed out. You got to make sure that the kids get all the assignments and the papers they need, so forth and so on. So you've got a lot of stuff that you have to get done. But at the same time, in your head, one of the things that's happening is you're going, and I want to make sure that they like the class. And so I want to make sure that I figure out how to engage them, how to get them excited about the class. So on one side, you got all this stuff you got to get done, probably forms to get signed and things to send home. You've got your syllabus, you got your procedures, you got your rules for the class. But you also know that you got to get them started. You got to hit the ground running. And on top of all of that, you got to start learning and using their names, right? And so your perspective, you've got lots to get done. Well, from the kids' perspective, you know, one of the things they're worried about is, am I just going to have to sit and get directions or directives? Is that what's going to happen? You know, if I'm in high school, that means I might have 5, 6, 7, even 8 different versions of this in one day. Sit and get directions. Sit and get directions. Sit and get directions. You know, you get my point, right? And in some cases, many of them are a lot different from each other. And so this is where from the kids' perspective, some of that information comes from when they come home and they're asked, "So, son, what did you do in school today?" And the kid thinks for a second, nothing. Because that's what they start seeing it as, is that they'll do nothing, because all you'll do is give them a bunch of papers to sign, put in their notebooks, give them some information, give them their textbooks, tell them the rules, tell them the do's and the don'ts, and then it's time to go to a different class. Now, we can't have that because that's not good, but that's one of the things that a kid's thinking about. Another thing that a kid's thinking about is this going to be one of those classes that I just can't wait until class is over with so I can talk with my friends? You know, so there's the teacher's perspective, and there's a kid's perspective. And we could go into a third category because there's always the administrative perspective, but we'll not go there right now. So on top of these ideas and these thoughts about the first day of school from the kid's perspective and the teacher's perspective, one of the things they have in common is that both the kids and the teachers have some anxiety building. Yeah, come on, be honest with yourself. You know, you have some of this anxiety that's building inside of you about what that first day is going to be like. And that, and forget the first day, the whole first week. All right? Well, why? Well, I can tell you why. I mean, because you get nervous about what's this class going to be like. Is it going to be fun? Is it going to be good? You know, the kids think the same thing. Is it going to be fun? Is it going to be good? So let's talk a little bit about this. Let's talk about some of those things that create anxiety in the teachers.
As teachers, one of the things we worry about is, are we really ready to teach? Have we put together enough stuff, enough things to talk about that day, to work on, to get the kids actively doing that it's a good start? Are we ready to teach? One of the things that also creates anxiety with us is it a good grouping of kids? You know what I mean? Is it a good mixture? You know, do you have a whole group of kids that are going to cause you issues, or do you have a whole group that are ready to learn, or do you have like a little mix match? Do you have a group of friends that really shouldn't be together? You know, those are the types of things that you start thinking about. Is it going to be a good mix? Are you going to have some kids who are just really excited about learning? Are you going to have those kids that make it fun? And I got to tell you, sometimes one of the things you got to worry about is a class that may be just a little bit on the boring side, too. That happens from time to time. The boring class is not fun either. That's like, you know, the group that you ask a question and you do some activities and they all kind of sit there and kind of look at you and you hear crickets. Yeah, that's a rough class too. You got on one extent, you got the group that might be a little too overactive and rambunctious, and then on the other end, you got the group that, hello, anybody out there? I can see you, and I know you're breathing, but I'm not quite sure you're still with me. So we worry about the grouping of kids. Is it a good mix? And we also think about, will they want to learn? You know, are they going to want to do things? Are they going to want to be part of the group and, you know, just be excited about your class and want to do? So those are some of the things that as teachers we think about. Am I ready to teach? Is it a good grouping of kids? And will the kids want to learn? Yeah. Now, kids worry about some of this type of stuff. Will I have friends? Well, what do you think? You know, that is something that kids think about when they go into each class. Am I going to have friends in this class? Am I going to have some other kids that I know? And it doesn't matter whether you're in kindergarten all the way through college. And actually, even as adults, we think the same thing when we go to professional development, when we go to meetings and stuff like this. We wonder, is somebody going to be in there that I can sit with and talk to? Or am I going to have to sit by myself? And that's a big part of this anxiety as a student, is that what you're worried about is, am I going to be by myself? And if I am, you know, how am I going to run this? How's this going to happen? How's this going to work? You know, another thing that kids think about is, will I like the class? Now, in this case, we're just talking about the subject. We're talking about the content of it. Is it something that I might, you know, find an interest in? Is it something that I might think is kind of interesting, whether I admit it to the adults or not? Or is it something that, you know, I'm really just not going to be into it? And I really hope the teacher does something good, because I might have to work on this. And, you know, you're talking to somebody here who's a former history teacher. And a lot of times kids come into history classes thinking, history, now that's not too exciting. Wow. You know, and, you know, it's part of my job to figure out how to knock their socks off and get them interested in it. Because a lot of them come preset with predetermined thoughts about history and whether it's exciting or not. You know it. Some of you are going, you were a history teacher? Snooze. No. No snoozing allowed. Awesome subjects. You know, so the kids are thinking, will I like the class? Because there's more to it than the content also, by the way. Along with that goes the teacher. Will the teacher like me? And come on, you know, we think that, you know, we get it caught up in our worlds, but lots of times the kids are thinking the same thing. And especially kids who maybe a little challenging. They're typically thinking, are you going to like me also? And that's, you know, it's something that we've got to make sure that our mindset is right, because the kids get thinking this way. Will the teacher like me? So some of the anxieties that a kid has, do I have friends in this class? You know, will I have friends in this class, or will I be all by myself? Will I like the class, and will the teacher like me? So there's some of the anxieties that the kids have. So, you know, with the first day of the school, you know, as a teacher, we've got our thoughts about it. The kids have their thoughts about it. Both groups have their own anxieties. So let's talk about what we can do to overcome our anxieties. All right. So just for us alone, as the adults in the room, well, one of the things we can do is be prepared. That means you have to take time. You know, it's you
if you have all kinds of things that are happening right before the kids come, then you still got to make time. You've got to spend time in your room. You know, if you're somebody like me, in my first 5 years of teaching, I floated. I didn't have a classroom that belonged to me. I had to go from one classroom to another. Well, that meant I had to be even more prepared because I had a cart and I put everything on that cart and I took it with me. So what goes under being prepared? Well, part of that is, do you have all the supplies you're going to need for that first day and for the first week? Have you made sure that things work? Like, you know, if you have interactive boards, if you have markers, if you have, you know, mini whiteboards, whatever it is that you have to use in the classroom, have you made sure that things work? Have you made sure your markers work? Have you made sure that stuff is where it's supposed to be? Have you made sure that you have enough for that class roster that you have? You know, being prepared is so important. So it's not just about your content. It's about making sure things work the way they do. Did you go in there and check to make sure you have enough desks or tables or chairs or couches or whatever you use so you got enough places for people to sit? You know, sometimes things happen during the summer and different furniture gets taken out of your room. Have you made sure you've got everything you need? In being prepared, have you made sure that you have all your procedures in place? Things that you need to talk to the kids about. Now, that first day of school, you don't want to overwhelm them with, you know, 100 different procedures. You just want to be able to give them the biggies, like what to bring for class every day, like how they come to class, how they leave class, how they go about if they have to use the restroom during class, and things like your homework and classwork procedures for handing stuff in, and what if I'm absent, that type of stuff. You know, those types of things you've got to go over. But you don't want to spend forever on them. You want to spend a little bit of time so they get it, because you really want to hit the ground running, and you want to, by being prepared, you've prepared your lesson for the day, because that first day is so important to the foundation of your class and the creating of the relationship between you and the kids. And so you've got to have something engaging about this day. Otherwise, it's just about procedures and rules and signing sheets and getting syllabi and putting them in this notebook, and the notebook's required and it's due once, you know, every week or whatever. And that's not fun, and that's not really learning. That's just all about how I run things. So in being prepared, one of the things you've got to do is you've got to have something engaging about your class ready for that day so that they come in and they get a chance to do. You know, one of the stories that I like to tell is that I was a youth league soccer coach for a long time, and I coached kids from kindergarten age all the way through seniors in high school. And when I was trained, one of the things that I was taught was to get the kids playing with the ball. When they would come to practice, get them playing with the ball. Don't bombard them with too much talk right off the bat. You can do some of that sort of stuff as they're working with it, but get them playing with the ball. Well, it's the same thing for your classroom. You got to get them playing with the ball in your classroom. You got to get them using the content that day as quickly as possible. Make it fun. Make it exciting. You know, there are quite a few resources out there for this type of thing. And if you've never read, I don't get any remuneration for this. This is, but I've read the book, and it's a good idea for how to get them engaged. If you've never read Teach Like a Pirate by Dave Burgess, I encourage you to get a copy of it. It's not that expensive, and it's not that hard to read. And you don't have to read it cover to cover. Just read the beginning where he's talking about his philosophy, and then go in there and look at these different chapters and find out what you can find what you could use. Good stuff. Now, that'll help you with that, getting them hooked, getting them engaged and getting them playing with the ball that first day, because that is so important. So in helping you overcome your anxieties, one of the things you got to do is you've got to be prepared. One of the things you got to do, let's move on and let's talk about, you got to increase your energy. Now, I'm not talking about taking energy drinks, all right? That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is you've got to recognize that you've got to have energy. You got to be hyped. You got to be ready. You got to be excited about your class. You got to be ready to take on the world, man. Dude, let's have fun. That's what's got to happen in your class. And it's got to come however you are. You know, you can't be somebody you're not. But you do have to have energy, because if you get up in front of the class and you start saying, "Today, class, we're going to talk about history. History is fun and exciting, and you will learn to like it, too." Wow, doesn't that sound exciting? Yeah, not so much.
So you've got to increase your energy level. You know, whatever it takes to do that so that you go into that room and you're pumped, man. You're ready to go. It's my day. It's their day. We're going to have fun. We're going to learn lots. And like I said, it's got to be who you are. You can't make yourself be somebody else. But you can increase your energy level. And you don't do it with energy drinks. You do it by, first of all, getting enough sleep. Second of all, being prepared. And third, giving yourself a pep talk and going, we got to make this happen. How would I want my teacher to be? And give it that energy boost that it needs, all right? So cool stuff. By the way, one of the things I use to help me increase my energy level is I like to listen to some music ahead of time. So on my way to work, I got the tunes cranked up in the car. There's an outdated term, tunes, huh? And I'm ready to make sure I'm ready to go. And I like to listen to some live Elvis, you know, especially certain songs by him that are going to, you know, help me get myself all set for the day, just going to get me pumped. Yes. You got to try it sometime. There's got to love it. The you know, nothing like hearing the beginning of an Elvis concert where, you know, like in Hawaii or something like this, and he's coming out to CC Rider. You know, good stuff, man. That'll make you forget about all the slowness you got going in your day. All right, so we're, in order to get rid of our, to help us overcome our anxiety, we're going to be prepared. Number two, we're going to increase our energy level. Number three, we're going to give ourselves an attitude adjustment. Everything is going to be good. You got that right. Hoo-ah! You got to give yourself that positive jolt of energy because you've got to be positive. With being positive, so if we're talking about being prepared, we're talking about increasing your energy level, we're talking about being positive, you've got to smile. Man, who wants to walk into a classroom where what they see is a frown or they see no positive emotion? Dude, no. You know, it's terrible. When I first started teaching, and the sad thing is I've heard this over the years, where adults will tell new teachers this very terrible advice, don't smile till December. Yuck. How would you like to be in that class where the person doesn't smile until December and they look like someone smacked them a few times or, you know, run over their foot or, you know, just made their life terrible, you know, let their Captain Crunch get soggy and made them eat it after it got soggy, that type of thing, you know? No. What, you know, you've got to be positive and you got to have a smile on your face and you got to have a good sense of humor. Now, once again, you got to be who you are, but these things are important because what kid wants to go to a class every day where the teacher looks like, you know, they are not having fun? That's just sad. So, you know, and by the way, following your procedures and having your procedures in place is what allows you to be able to smile and have that good sense of humor. But that's, I'll link to when I talked about procedures before in earlier episodes, as well as we'll probably have some follow-up episodes with some of that in it, again, to remind you about that. But the another thing is, you know, one of the things you want to think about is you want to start using their names. You got to start using their names right off the bat. Look at your list and be at the door when they start entering so that you can say, hey, good morning, it's a good day, and what's your name? I'm Mr. Mileto. What's your name? And they introduce themselves. And you have, you know, you have to have, however that procedure is, that you have them come in, maybe they find their name already on their desk, that type of thing, or as they come in, you tell them to have a seat, and then you go through and you call their name. Whichever way you do this, the point is that you want to start using their names that day. You got to make sure that they hear their names in a positive way. Not, Steve, stop doing this, but, hey, Steve, welcome to my class. This is going to be a good day. Steve, you know, you get my point? You got to use their names, and you start doing it that day. And then I already alluded to another thing. One of the things you want to do on that first day and throughout all eternity, but especially that first day and that first week, is greet the kids, man. You got to greet them. You got to be at the door. You got to be ready for them. You want to welcome them into your class. This is a great way of getting to use their names, learning their names, and also connecting with them. You know, the first day is so very important. The first week itself, you only get one first day, one first week, and you got to do it right because it sets the tone for the semester and year. So how are you going to start that first day? If you've already started the first day, do you need to do a do-over? If you're in the middle of your first week, are you making sure that you're prepared, that you've increased your energy, that you're positive, that you're smiling, that you're using the kids' names, and that you're greeting the kids at the door? Well, hey, the first day, the first week is amazing, and there's nothing like teaching, and you're going to do awesome. Thanks for listening.
We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes.
Teaching Learning Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators.